This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Alex Cox and Merlin Mann. This week's challenge, watch Wellington Paranormal.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing better. How are you?
I feel like we should talk about our viscosity.
I agree.
How's your viscosity?
Very drippy. Just so drippy.
This is not the show. Okay. It's been a big week. It's been a huge week.
Huge week.
It feels like forever since we recorded.
It has been. 2 weeks in podcasting time is...
Yes.
Oh, well, I was going to say, for the type of podcast we like, it's like 2 years. But for the type of podcasts I often listen to, it's like 15 minutes.
Well, luckily we bought those ads. So when people play video games, they automatically become a cuck. They'll be charged later. Just pay a separate fee. I had 3.5 hours of sleep. But I don't feel bad about it. No.
Good.
But yes, I mean, you know, this is becoming instrumental for me, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
So I woke up and my wife and I both felt good. We were talking. It was a nice morning. Everybody was in a good mood. We decided to record this at a different time. So we're earlier than usual. But I am sitting in my private office. I have my sad light on. Okay.
Wait, sad light in that you are currently sad?
Seasonal affective disorder, the very bright blue light that shines in my eyes in
the
morning.
Yes. Okay. But does that mean you are sad or it is just sad light?
No.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
It's not your fault, but it is your problem.
It is.
I've been listening to really fast, hard math rock all morning.
Oh, dear God. Oh, no.
I did also have... my old ADD medicine I'm not supposed to be taking.
Does it start with a V or an A?
V.
May I ask?
V.
A V. Okay, okay. All right.
And I did have a sleep edible last night that I think hasn't completely worn off.
Was it your Purple Boys?
Oh, I've been experimenting with a different one that I almost sent to you just because of the packaging. No, they're really good, but they're like, you know how like when they try to sell skin products to ladies, they always try to make it look like medicine now?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine that, good Johnny Ive, like orange Johnny Ive designed.
Yes. When Steve was babysitting him, basically, that one.
Right. They sit on the floor in his house. He doesn't even have a TV. He couldn't even watch Caillou. Please, Steve, can't I see Mr. Hinkle, the child molestate, the sex pest, the nonce? Can't I see the nonce?
We're recording at our old time, and this is...
This is our old time.
I don't
know
if you know,
this time?
But we did. And this
Holy
is
shit.
Episode 2, the second challenge, when we still had no idea what the show was. I challenged you to watch... Well, I challenged you and Max to watch the Steve Jobs movie, and...
But Steve, all of these magazines have already been printed. Oh. Also, a box arrived this morning with this accent.
It's such a stupid... I can't believe Blank Check hasn't done it yet. I really want...
Somebody, maybe Oscar Wilde, but somebody once described somebody's accent as sounding like... It arrived in a box by post, and he popped it into his mouth like an ill-fitting set of dentures. Hello, governor. Math rock, lots of ADD medicine. I might be edibling. The sad light is on. Sleep. I think that's all of mine.
College Alex right now. Jeez,
am I?
Louise, yeah.
Do you think that would work out, the two of us, if
Alex,
I was doing you?
I'll
fake it if you will.
I was going to say, it would depend on performance, but not the kind that people
No, it would be all
like,
about performance.
I don't know
how much I could do for you there. I used to be...
That's what I mean. It would be about the theatrics of it. That's pretty much...
You mean like a Liza and David type situation?
I mean, it's like Joel Schumacher said, acting is like having sex. Asking how it's going ruins it.
Oh, that's really good. Huh.
I did steal that from Griffin Newman, Griffy Griff, because as I've listened to...
5 comedy points.
Nope. You are negative.
Well, you got to know there's bits. They say pro Smiths no bits, but some bits do get retired and then brought back. They lower the jersey, and that's why I'm very happy about the David was in England bit. I'm glad that's back.
I spent a lot of time on that wiki fan. Wiki fans had a weird week. I also caught up on Roderick on the Line.
Oh, no. Let's put a dipstick into your viscosity. You sound so. Maybe I'm the crazy one. This one. Are you into it?
I am shocked that I.
No, I'm fine. Yeah. A lot of it's. I'm pro Smiths, no bits. But I'm just saying. It's really. It's 9:09. I'm watching. Oh shit, dog! Turn on CNN. My favorite guy is on. Okay, this is my favorite weatherman.
Turn on CNN. I know that I'm 32. I still don't have CNN.
Oh, sorry. CNN is a thing that used to be on TV. And now you can look at it on your tablet. Okay, so this guy, I've been watching this guy all morning. I've been up since 4:30. I've been watching this guy all morning. And like, imagine, I don't know, not a, kind of like a Jurassic Park. But imagine somebody whose role in the movie, maybe not Judd Hirsch in Independence Day, but a Judd Hirsch style character who would be like, I've been warning you about this. I've told you for the longest time, we've got to stop breeding more deadly dinosaurs. Apparently, I'm George Steinbrenner, as played by Larry David.
Make
the toenails bigger. Make them sharper. Take the two kinds that we least should put together. No, you don't listen to me. Well, now he's a mobster. But anyway, this guy is so fucking hard right now about the hurricane. That's from a flight at only 5,000 feet of elevation. So that's 155 miles per hour. It's like the guy who's like, I all your scientists were so busy worrying about, trans that, you forgot whether you should hurricane. And if Ron Santis gets points out of this, oh my God, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
Because
you always go up after an event. Look at America's mayor.
Always go. I was going to say, there's two people who really, really benefited from that.
Who's the other one?
Mr. Giuliani, of course, but I think Bush Jr. also may have gotten a little bit of a bump, just a teensy tiny bit.
That's true, but luckily we went into Iraq. And we found those green tubes. I think they're the same green tubes that were in the Alcatraz movie, maybe. That's my viscosity. Listen. I'm feeling good. No, please go ahead.
No, but hear me out.
Anytime. I
don't want to be like, Mr. Trump, sir, the failing New York Times. But the same, this is the same newspaper that reported on nukes in Iraq. They had the very good podcast series Caliphate, which turned out to be completely false. And they returned their, Peabody Award.
It's a podcast.
It's a...
don't they grade on a curve?
Valor from their I'm getting a phone call.
Fascinating. Is it from Florida?
No, it's not from Florida.
Go ahead and take it. You love taking calls.
No, it's not. It's
Is it about your automobile warranty?
No, it's probably. It's about spam likely. It's from spam likely.
Is it about whether you've been injured by a podcast? Is it about finding hot Russian podcasts in your area? Ooh, I'm gonna write that one down.
Forget title. That's a business right there.
Absolutely. Well, I need ideas for the ad if I'm gonna keep doing this. Hot Russian podcasts. What was it in your area? Okay. But should we wait? I'm almost ready to start the show. I'm almost ready to start.
Oh, I'm we're really, really fixated on the New York Times when they publish a piece every week about all of the trans children who are taking over the world and kidnapping younger children. I'm like,
Right.
Really? Still? And those are the opinion pieces. Why? Why?
But I think it's a little, it's kind of like The Walking Dead. Or like I've been watching, oh my God, fuck, Station 11. Station 11 is so fucking good. Oh my fucking God. I had no idea. I was unprepared for how amazing and like mind-boggling this show is. But let's go with The Walking Dead for
spoilers,
now.
Spoilers. Okay, Walking Dead.
Well, would I spoil that it's good? You know who it's got? It's got
Her.
Yorkie. It's got Yorkie. My two Yorkie. Favorite characters of the last 10 years are Yorkie on San Junipero and Yorkie in Jojo Rabbit. Two best characters in movies. It's paper-like. We're going to be talking about New Zealand today. I put a flag in the document. I've been up since 3:30. So what was I talking about? New York Times? Yorkie? Mm-hmm. So, but it's like The Walking Dead, right? Because isn't it a thing you hear about? I don't know, have you heard this term? They call it grooming. Grooming is a thing that you people do.
Oh, yes. That's what I am now.
Mm-hmm. Right. You go and you get the youths. You take them, you pull them by the nape of their neck out of their cat litter box in the bathroom that you place there. They fall, and the net falls there in your trap.
And then
what do? You breed them? No, you groom them. You comb their hair and tell them they're pretty and smart and dominy.
Mm-hmm. And then you just chop off their tits and shove them into the woman's bathroom and just say, okay, rape's okay now. Just go for it. Go for it. Boys.
I was doing another. Okay. You live in here.
You live here now.
Maybe they should just give people lots of stickers with a woman in a dress icon on it. And you could just turn any room into a women's room.
Oh.
Think how it's like dead naming, you know, for a space. How's your viscosity?
It's okay. It's pretty good. You were kind enough to say, hey, I know that Florida is looking pretty bad right now.
Should we say that for the show? We should say it for the show.
I don't know what is the show and what's not the show. I'm in full show mode. I've got my energy drink.
I've been listening to Math Rock all morning. Jazz break. Everybody, it's Due by Friday. We're back.
This has been Due by Friday. You've got some stuff in the show doc.
Not a lot, a little bit.
This image is interesting.
Isn't it amazing?
Is this the wait? Okay, there's an image. I think there's either a pen or a fidget cube in your hand right now.
Oh, that's this my tool pen. Tool.
The tool.
Thank you, Max. T-U-L. I still love the TUL pen.
That has finally come to office places. Office places, I do mean Office Max. I couldn't forget the name.
Huh.
I couldn't think of the name first, like with Staples.
You know, this time last week, I had no idea you'd be this lucid today. I thought this is finally it. I texted you about so many like different things. Like business things, work things, friend things, personal things. I texted you about so many things and I hadn't heard anything. And then Matchy was on a walk with, I think, a really sweet newfie and gave me a little bit of the rundown. And as I sat there, I thought, this is probably it. This is going to be, you know, we've had our swan song. Maybe we'll do a tribute episode. Alex's 5,000 candles in the wind.
I mean, other than
this is the show. We're in the show now, right?
I can't believe we are. I can imagine how difficult it must be to be my friend, and it's just
there's your shirt. I can imagine how difficult it would be to be my friend. It's wordy, yes. But it's pretty good. If you printed it really small.
Really, really small. I made the mistake of wearing one of your t-shirts to an Apple store last week. The better shirt that says, I'm doing a lot with computers right now. And
in an Apple store you wore it? That's so cool.
Yes. No, it was a mistake.
Oh, no.
It was such
Why?
A mistake.
Oh, because people make computer jokes?
Well, a couple of people did recognize.
No.
Fine.
No,
yeah,
that doesn't
they did
happen anymore.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore, Alex.
And
oh, they recognized you.
On iPhone days. Well,
I
they
recognized you.
Well, that happened. Yes. But
from
then
what?
A couple people from just being living in Chicago and podcast and whatever. But there were two other people who also recognized your shirt and were like, oh, hey, I love Merlin. And I'm like, I was like, I'm a
what
fan.
What the
of-
fuck? Are you kidding? Why are you not telling? See, oh, Jesus
it's
Christ. You send me things about
day.
Like
of
found something found in somebody's anus or something. You send me this terrible, terrible shit. You, and you're like, oh, I got a note about blah. I probably shouldn't tell you about it. I'm like, no, I don't know what. No, return no. Like, don't know. But a compliment from somebody who knows my name from a program?
Okay, yes. Okay. Thank you to the four people who said nice things about Merlin.
Wait, four
then,
people?
Yes, because
what is happening? This doesn't happen at my store. I'm just another fat chode with no dog.
But this is a you have like a big flagship store. I have like a medium
flagship store. No, I have a regional suburban store. It's near my house. It's like a mile from my house. It's out in the fucking sticks. It's like by the other university.
But still, you don't.
Not university. Well, it's a state school, but it's fine.
Not everybody can go to school in Boston. Like,
it's the kind of place where you say stuff like, I heard they have a good theater program. You're like, that's cool. The school I almost went to near Orlando, Rollins College, it's an incredibly overpriced private school that I could never in a million years afford. I only got accepted at two places, New College and Rollins. And
wait, how many places did you apply to?
I don't know. Like, I think that's it. But
okay. Well, and also I realized that probably back then seems mean, but there was a point in time where you did not have to pay to apply to colleges. And
oh
yeah.
Yeah, when I was doing it, it was about $20 per. I think.
Yep, not
yeah.
When
what is
I
it now?
Was doing it. I don't know what it is now.
What was it? Was it, yeah? What was yours?
Around 150, but
fuck me gently.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
But those were all private schools. But here's what's fucked up. You would get a discount if you had gone to a Catholic high school. So for some of them, like Notre Dame was only $100 because I did not get into Notre Dame.
Oh, they give you the John Paul II coupon.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's no good. Don't charge Alex for that. That's no good. They already got a lot of problems, the boss.
Yeah, and then there's the whole legacy. Well, it was put on the waiting list for Notre Dame, which I expected.
Wow. How many schools did you apply to, Alexandra?
I think five or six, but it was very much like, I'm definitely going to Marquette, and this is just the performative. Like, it was truly all performative.
What was your safety school?
Oh, my safety school? No, I didn't really have Dayton. Dayton, I guess, was like
Dayton,
my
Ohio?
Safety school. Yeah, it's a big Catholic school.
Dayton?
Yeah. Yeah.
What
no,
the
I know.
How did you even hear about it? That's like me. Like, I wanted to go to Milligan. You ever heard of Milligan? No. Because it's a tiny Christian college in Ohio. It was the first college I ever wanted to go to. Well, I don't know. I've always been mainly interested in the lore. You know, do they have good uniforms for their team?
Well, that's why it was a backup school. I apologize to Dayton people.
Wait listed for Notre Dame. Story of your life.
I got into the girl one, St. Mary.
There's a girl Notre Dame?
There's a sister school, is what they call it.
They've got a Pope wearing a dress icon on the
door.
Yeah,
that's the...
Ladies.
Here
comes the laity.
Oh, God.
I'm going to slap the shit out of her. I'm going to hit them wrists with a ruler. Oh, ta 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 ta. I'm always drunk. I am a nun who lives at Notre Dame.
Don't steal Leprechaun valor. I interrupted you.
No, what were we talking about? New York Times.
We were talking about your college that you almost went to.
Oh yeah, Rollins.
School.
But I mean, it was essentially like Abbott Elementary's back, and it's so fucking good. And like Sunny, it's very aware of its Philadelphia-ness. So when I say this phrase, it would be like me trying out for the Eagles and a clerical error leading to me showing up at tryouts, except with money. So I got accepted to a school that, I mean, the tuition for the school, a private school, and like, go look at it. It's like a fancy lad school. It's like, you know, slobs versus snobs in movies. Like, you know, you wouldn't, but like, yeah, you know, Caddyshack or like any kind of like, you know, slob versus snobs, the Revenge of the Nerds, any of those camp movies where you got to like play the, you know, the mean camp, or Wet Hot obviously covers this and it's parody of this. It's basically the snobs, like the school that you hate. Go look at Rollins. It was in 1980. Diggity, 5'6", I believe it was $14,000 a year, which was more money than we had sitting around. I mean, that might have been over half of my mom's income for the year. And so we got accepted, and they gave me like, and on top of it all, we're giving you the $5,000 white guy grant. Like, hey, freebie, you can come here. $5,000, but it was $5,000 off of $14,000.
Oh, my God. The photos in this website are just I think
there's a lot of, I remember a lot of turtlenecks. Turtlenecks and pizza are what I mainly remember.
Well, that's every private school
Rollins
in America.
It, you know, college has gotten more expensive. I don't know if you know that. College and cars, yes. They've gotten very costly. Oh, Mr. Rogers went there. That's cool. I didn't know that. Buddy Ebsen, shit dog, that guy can dance. Buddy Ebsen was the original Tin Man. Did you know that?
No.
Buddy Ebsen from that TV show from Beverly Hillbillies, he was mainly known as a dancer. And in 1939, he tried out and got so far in Wizard of the Oz, he got so far into that that they actually did makeup tests on him. And like, we're like, you know, capturing, like he was the only person who could capture the full motion of this kind of dance. But he had a terrible, terrible reaction to an early version of the Tin Man makeup.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's how they got the other guy, not Ray Bolger, but Jack Purvis. Now, Jack Purvis is the little box from Star Wars. Jack somebody.
Oh, I was going to say, whoa. Don't,
Jack, you know, Jack Purvis and Kenny Baker. Did you know Jack Purvis and Kenny Baker used to have a double act together?
I feel like
we talked about that here.
Knew that somehow.
Please Google.
And I don't know.
We'll get back to the New York
Times
in a minute.
My memory is still coming back to me.
No,
of
it's fine.
Like, I still am having like flashbulb memories.
I'm amazed you're here. Jack Purvis, Kenny Baker. Because
so
I forgive my saying.
Okay, wait. Let's for the folks who are not Patreon people.
Hello,
Alex is fine.
Oh wait.
And
oh
I'm
shit. We should
do
get
the
to
third,
that.
I'm just you're making it sound like I tried to unalive myself, which is
oh come
what
on no no
TikTok
no you gotta tell
says.
The whole story.
Because
you can't just
you
go oh check out
like
my video.
No.
Google fucked something up, and now I can't save images. What's changed in Google?
Uh-oh.
I thought I turned on... Usually Stop the Madness fixes these things. Sometimes I got to reload. Do you get save as in Safari when you go to save as image?
Yeah.
Well, mine disappeared recently on both computers, and I don't know why. Well, anyway, go look at a picture of Kenny Baker and Jack Purvis.
Oh, wait. Save...
See?
No.
It's gone. Frame.
Oh,
get frames. Something about frames,
fuck.
Right?
Fuck. All right. Who am I looking up?
Yeah. No, I have a blocker that can fix this, I'm sure. Pretty sure. Jack Purvis. What were you talking about? Rollins College.
Up a
I'm going to look
that
up. Rollins
Jack
College.
Purvis.
I heard they have a good drama program. So anyway, that's the Apple store that we go to.
There were four separate people. So now this is eight people who have engaged with me verbally.
I love this.
But no. These four people were just like, "What? So what are you doing with computers now?"
No, it's you. No, but I love you being clocked, as they say.
No. Only two people recognized who I was, and now I regret saying.
But you're
that.
An audio artist, Alexandra. That's a big deal. How would they know your fucking face?
Because
Instagram.
I'm a weirdo who puts my face both
where?
On Twitter.
Where? Where's your face?
And,
I don't see your face that much.
I mean, I
see your feet because I'm a patron.
Oh, my God.
Go to patreon.com/dubyfriday if you want hot pics of Alex's feet, the various bandages,
God.
The orthopedic boots,
oh, yeah,
the novelty video game socks.
I love my novelty video game socks.
You know that's somebody's special thing. You know there's a weatherman out there that's just ready to blow his fucking storm surge over some Pokemon socks. Ah!
I recently found out about the thriving market of Pokemon Go OnlyFans stars, and I'm glad that people enjoy that.
Oh boy, I need a lot of punctuation in that sentence.
Yep, I'm glad that people...
OnlyFans is where you give money to somebody for looking at a sex thing, right?
That's porn. People are like, the Patreon for porn, and which is sort of true. Yeah. And they also do podcasts.
It sounds a lot like Bitcoin and torrents.
Why
don't you just? No, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I'm extremely sex. Well, I'm not sex positive. I'm glad you guys are having fun, as long as I don't have to know about it.
Yes, I am.
I'm not talking about gay stuff. I'm just talking about, there's a guy and there's like, he's jizzing and getting all emotional.
No,
I don't want any of that. Why would I be positive about that?
As far as I know, no one has sex that no one I know has ever had sex and never will, because everybody has been immaculately conceived. And
that's a good
I
way to look.
That,
you know what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that old joke they say about, like, what do you call 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. You know, maybe this is a way of killing off the pro bono and, let's be honest, pro se, the people who represent themselves, the various penis attorneys. A pro se penis attorney, you represent yourself really hard all the time. Storm surge. New Rollins looks nice. So that's cool, though. So your face is out there enough, huh?
No. Okay. Well, but this is where I have now changed my opinion on good podcast t-shirts.
I'd love to hear about this.
Or at least which is the better of the are your t-shirts go buy Merlin's stuff on relay.fm/rectives.
I don't think we have anything for sale right now.
Oh, I thought it was an on-demand thing. And anyway,
Redbubble? Check out my cool Play With Me in the Space shirt that I made a minute ago. Check out my Wasteland Monster diorama you can buy.
Listen, I know that Redbubble just like scrapes shit, but I'm still very flattered when I see like a Dubai Friday or logo or something on it. And I'm like, oh, what a piece of shit.
I would love that. I'm just saying, like, when I was very into, like, well, two programs, Election Profit Makers, and I think I bought the shirt from the podcast we used to like, that's not Maintenance Phase.
You're wrong about? I adore, I will not hear a bad thing about.
No, you're missing my point. All I'm trying to say is that, like, I bought their shirt and I bought the EPM shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost a Syracuse equality shirt. It's very, very bad. It's basically, I mean, it seems very similar to what I did as a youngster in the 70s when you go to the store at the mall and you get a Star Wars iron on. Mm-hmm. I'd always get my name on the back too, so people would think I'm on some kind of athletic team. Oh, it's Merlin.
Wait. So a Star Wars.
Looks like he plays second X-Wing. Red 5 standing by. I should have gotten an athletic scholarship to Rollins. I heard they have a good theater program.
Oh boy. Well, there are two.
You want to transition to your? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Wait. There are
I interrupted you. I apologize.
And one. Good. Great. Grant.
They're both fine.
They're both fine. One is.
I have an emotional problem with shirt designs that I consider to be too large. I think it's an affliction. I think it's a little bit like the ableism that I have with my low rise. I feel the same way here. I think the things that people put on shirts are too big. I think we need to go in another direction. I think whether it's a Fantastic Four logo or a Fantastic Four and a Half logo or like whatever it is, like, it should be smaller than you think.
Yes.
Because people design it on a computer, look at it on their screen, and then when somebody gets it, it's like it's like tit to tit. It's practically going to your back.
It's
a bad look.
You either need to go full on huge, like
Just go Ed Hardy. Just get a douchebag graphic tee pattern.
Yes. Yes, you need go Ed Hardy or go minimalist.
Might as well wear Adidas shower sandals. You look like a predator. What the fuck?
So fucking thumb ring. Unlike the Sex Pest Rec Diff shirts, I do have that version, but I also have just the wonderful little it is a command key, but instead of command, it says Rec Diffs, and underneath
very small, very small, very very
very
small.
Very small. Yeah. And then underneath, it says it just says I'm doing a lot with computers right now, but that I realized is an invitation. It's an invitational shirt. And I'm like, oh God, this is a mistake. This is a mistake.
Oh, it's like when you go to one of those conferences or like a Jonathan Coulton cruise and you pick up what kind of button. I like hugs. I don't like hugs. Ask me first. That kind of thing. You're basically saying I love hugs on a big button.
It's basically saying I'm a
but it's
nerd.
Written in binary.
Ask me about my computer. Okay, that'd be fucking cool. Anyway, I am now not anti, but cautious of shirts that are mostly text because an invitation for someone to
look at
observe
you.
Both.
You're
observe
yeah, you're text. Like you're basically a bipedal sign. Is that ableist? That was ableist.
I don't know.
Talk a sign? No, that's not nice.
I mean,
you're basically a
person
of
inanimate object. So,
you're like a spinning sign, but walking.
Yeah.
These Kiwis are big.
They weren't even, these people were fine and normal.
Of course.
But I was like, I just am, no. I need to go back to wearing, that's why we need more emblem or crest shirts.
Maybe we could make shirts for fake podcasts.
I'm not saying that.
Is there even such a thing as a fake podcast at this point? Because it might be that every podcast has been made and named.
And there's
it really helps
no
people
such
discover
thing
the show.
As podcasts for the listeners. They're just in the wind. Those
video games are really helping us out. Thanks to everybody who plays pay-to-play video games for becoming a listener to this show, even though you don't know it.
Oh, my God.
We could sell shirts that way.
I was wondering.
You order a shirt. You didn't know you ordered a shirt. You thought you were just playing Fruit Jammer or whatever. You know, some kind. What's a popular game right now? There was fruit games for a while. Yeah,
Escape from Something Mansion. I don't know. That's the thing. I just get the.
That
most...
should be the name of our podcast. Is Escape from Something Mansion.
There's literally a what's her name? Misery, the Titanic. What's her name? Not Margot Martindale.
I know who you mean. I know who you mean. It's Misery. Kathy Bates.
Yes. Thank you. Literally, they have an ad.
Oscar nominee
Bates.
Kathy Bates, yes.
Yes. She is in an ad for Mystery Mansion. I truly don't know, but
like a TV ad.
No. Oh, I mean, maybe it's, I don't have a TV.
But Kathy,
that's
Kathy Bates
sure
is in a phone
TV.
Ad for a phone game?
Yes, for a phone game. Yes.
Huh,
I
is
will
she good?
Put it in notes.
She
yes,
plays the unsinkable Molly Brown.
That's the thing. I'm like, I know this is an iPhone game that's pay to play, probably, but I just looked at it and I'm like, this is a great ad. I really want to get it.
So how do I always forget his name? Sam Richardson, who I love in everything so much, you know? So easiest way to say, it's the black guy on I Think You Should Leave.
Oh my God.
Baby of the Year. You know, he's Richard Splett. He's great in fucking everything. And so whatever, LegalZoom, not a huge fan, but I'm always like, hey, it's nice to see him get the work. You know, I don't mean that in a condescending way, but I mean, I like that he's risen to a level where somebody would put him in a commercial because I think that's pretty good dough and I want him to be happy.
Oh, for sure.
I want Sam Richardson to be happy.
I don't think that people like Matt Damon who they're
fortune favors
doing...
the bold.
Oh boy,
that commercial was so fucking weird.
It was so weird, and like a lot of
what was that place? A museum, but real and crypto?
Crypto? No. It was. I think it was for crypto.com. Like
no. I know, but what was that space that he was in when he's walking around and there's Columbus and there's like an exhibit of people who didn't buy crypto? you know, and stuff like that.
That couldn't have been real. No, no, that was the Larry David actually kind of funny crypto one.
Where he wanders through this mise-en-scene. It looks like a museum. And he's like, fortune favors the bold. And here's Christopher Columbus. But there's a bunch of fucking pussy cucks who didn't buy Ethereum or whatever. And then there was the crash, which was a bummer. But
that I felt really... I've never been so worried about strangers on the internet.
You see, that one doesn't... See, that's a good example, though. That is, as John Syracuse says, the exception that proves the rule, where, like, I mean, I enjoy that actor a lot in a lot of things. I mean, there's nothing I don't enjoy him in. He's great. He's great on... He was great on 30 Rock. Obviously, he's great in all the great movies, but he's great in a lot of... He's great in Taika Waititi's Thor movies. He's great. But that didn't make me happy. It didn't make me happy that he does that.
No, that's the thing is, I'm like, at what point are you like, yeah, I'm just doing this Progressive commercial and it's like harmless. It's not the best insurance.
Yeah, John Hamm in a Progressive commercial any day.
Right. But it's like, okay, if you are in a Super Bowl commercial shilling something, you have to know what, like, right? Because I get it. Like, celebrities, their agents are just like, here, do this. Like, it's an art thing. And it's like, okay, cool. Sure. Why not? But Matt Damon, Super Bowl.
Now that the podcast advertising market has imploded, I have this of a problem.
I mean, no.
Well, but you know, it's. I mean, there's sponsors that we've had, and I've told you this. I think mostly off the record, but my frustration with this has certainly leaked out a little bit over time, especially when my ad read sounds like a hostage message of some kind. Mm-hmm. But there are sponsors we've had, and I'm like, hey, you know, the ad copy for this is a little bit over the top, guys. Like, just if I read this in third person, like, this is pretty close to a, what's the word I'm looking for? A, not a sponsorship, but a, like, where I'm like the spokesman. Testimonial. Reads like a testimonial. But the part that then, and I'm like, hey, actually, you know, the thing is, like, even, like I say, and there's a reason I keep saying that. Even if I read this in third person, I'd have to be like, hey, if somebody I knew came to me and said, should I use this VPN? I would say, no. I would say, don't use this VPN. And here's some reasons why. Like, if you're going to use a VPN, step zero is be careful that you don't unintentionally step into the exact opposite of what a VPN is for.
And also, don't tell people what you are using your VPN for. That's like, that was one of the first things I was told about VPNs.
Oh, yeah, like to watch English Netflix or something.
Yeah.
Which I've like had really mixed results with. Hulu hates that. Hulu gets really mad when you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a strike one time for using...
Oh, I got the thing where did you have to reset your home?
No. It was
this thing was like, you have to, okay, you're doing this too many places. This is weird. Something's going on. In order to watch live TV again, I had to like redeclare my home, and you get three of those a year and then you're done.
Oh, no. See, interesting. Because I will say, I'll take the brave, bold stance and say that I share my HBO Max and Disney Plus passwords far and wide. And I've never gotten a like, this seems weird. But when I have been legally like signed into various Comcast accounts or just services at different, like, it just seems weird. It's like, yes, of course I'm using this business service at two different locations. I don't like, okay.
It doesn't have the same consequences as overactive fraud prevention with your bank, which I live in fucking fear of every day, of being humiliated, trying to like spend money and then it. And
you get used to it. I promise.
Well, I'm a poor kid, right? Like I'm never going to have enough money to make my childhood of means. I'm always going to be cringing every time I run a card or open my wallet for the rest of my life. And that's just the thing I have to deal with. That obviously has more consequences. But it's still like, guys, I mean, aren't there people out there where like there's 20 people using their Netflix password? And like, I haven't had many problems with Netflix. I've had not that many problems with Hulu if I don't use a VPN. Do you ever get nasty grams about too many people logged in? From different services?
Actually, I have from Netflix. And of course, I was indeed abusing the service. But I also got an email recently.
This is a really bad customer experience.
Okay, I need to actually look up. I promise this is almost good.
No,
almost
you're fine.
Interesting. As I said on my Patreon post.
I have no idea how long we're going to. I would suggest you force fluids and take a lot of pee breaks because this might be a long one.
Probably.
Sorry.
Well, need to get the
If you do pee, make sure you save it for Patreon.
We need all of the people who all of the bots who are listening to us through our
how do you
know
bots
video
are
games.
Listening? How can you tell?
Yeah.
Oh, the bots that are listening because of video games.
And,
yes.
And video
yes.
Games.
Pay to play. Yes.
DVD.
So you're looking
Netflix.
Something up?
I am looking up an email. Ah, okay. The date of this, I received this email on, received this email on Thursday, September 1st at 11:11 a.m.
Okay.
2022. So it says, happy anniversary from DVD.com. And I'm like, wait, how, I'm surprised.
Happy
I have a lot of spam filters. What the fuck? And okay. Then it says, happy anniversary, Alexandra. We appreciate you and your passion for movies.
Oh,
your
no.
Netflix DVD plan includes unlimited access to the best movies from the past 100 years. We've no, and this, all right.
Strange that I've never heard of it, though.
We noticed, and here's where it gets wild, we noticed you've held on to your latest Netflix DVD, Waking Sleeping Beauty, which is a decent documentary about Disney, for a while. Maybe it's gone missing. These things happen. If that's the case, we've got your back, report it missing, and we'll waive the lost disc fee and send out the next title in your queue. If it's still around, great, return it.
Was there a time when you subscribed in the DVD days?
No, this is, yes. So this is indeed a real thing.
Okay.
I spent like an hour figuring out, yes, Netflix has DVD.com, and yes.
Boy, that feels sketchy, Alex.
It feels sketchy. Well, but that's, okay, I'm going to DVD.com again.
Waking Sleeping Beauty.
No, this is a real...
I'm just adding it to my legally obtained media machine.
Yes, your real paid media machine. But I...
And by the way, just explaining to a kid who is now 14 what Netflix... Because I'm still, well, as they say, old enough to remember the Netflix that was. But try and explain to a kid, well, even younger than my kid, but explain that there used to be a service where they would send you DVDs and then you'd send them back. And you could have a plan where some people are on the one DVD plan. I was on the three DVD plan. But
so
there were bigger.
Oh.
Which one?
So was I. I was spoiled. It was awesome.
Oh, three's but that's the pretty. That's most people, I think, were on three.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was one where you could have more, like five or seven or whatever. And so you're like, wait a minute. So they send you a plastic disc and you watch it and you send it back. And it's like, yeah, but it's like a library where you can have this many checked out. And if this Truffaut film like sits on your TV in the envelope, well, my friend Catherine calls Netflix, and then you just feel bad about it. And it's like to a kid, like my kid calls all plastic discs CDs.
That's incredible.
Because they're all, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, no, but that includes 4K HD Blu-rays. They're all CDs.
That's,
CDs are the name of this old form factor. It might as well be a tape.
That's actually incredible. That's upsetting.
So did you get to the bottom of it? Did you wake up Cinderella? No, Sleeping Beauty?
Oh, no, I definitely do have this. I still have this DVD.
You know you had it this whole time and you're not stressed out?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no. I got an email one day that's like, we're still doing, I've gotten a couple emails over the years saying, hey, do you still have your DVD? Remember
they're tying up loose ends. That's totally fine. Yeah.
No. Netflix still has a thriving.
Existent. Still, DVDs are still a product
existing.
In their lineup.
Yeah, and I was like, huh, it seems
did it
like
make you want to get back on it?
Well, back in the day when I would order all of these CDs, typically I would immediately put them in Handbrake and then, you know, they would live on my computer.
Oh, really? What did you have, an iBook?
No. This was the iMac.
PowerBook. Oh.
Well, first the iMac with the first,
You had an
DVD.
iMac with a DVD drive. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice.
And it was so small. But yeah, and then my 12-inch PowerBook, that beast was just constantly ripping through
DVDs. That's what I call my
DVDs.
Hog.
Yeah.
It's only off by one order of magnitude. Also, there's no power. It doesn't boot.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy.
I got the blue screen of death on my wang. I'm sorry, honey. I think I've had a kernel panic. I'm going to be awake for a while.
Really?
Well, yeah, I had all those drugs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I cannot take the, as we've talked about, cannot take the stimulant for ADHD. And a friend of the show texted me and was like, hey, listen to the last Roderick on the line. Merlin mentions you. No, Merlin mentions somebody who is on the same drugs as John Roderick. That may or may not be me. But
Lamictal?
Well, Lamictal, and he is now on a
Boxatoxetine.
Yeah, that no
and that's
one
not
can
a stimulant
pronounce.
Though. What's how, oh, I want I'm gonna write that down. What should I write down?
I truly
new ADHD drug.
Atoxetine. Yeah, and it is just that's what I have for my supposed ADHD.
Right.
But it's the problem is I stopped taking it for a while and then
your reminders didn't move over and
I intentionally stopped taking it for a while.
It's all because of my phone.
It's all because of my phone. Nothing else. It's not my fault. That is the thinnest, lamest excuse on every level
that I have ever heard.
It was
if you just wanted to avoid people, read as me. God. You didn't have to act like your phone didn't work.
No, but here's the amazing part, actually, did I take a screenshot of this?
Yeah.
This morning, I got an alert that's like, by the way, your iCloud backup is still incomplete. And it says, Apple ID suggestions, restore incomplete. Some items could not be restored from the iCloud backup. And then it just says messages. There's a single bullet point that says messages. And then,
oh, my God.
And then you can hit OK. And I'm like, really? You can't? But my messages are on my Mac.
Maybe you got hacked. Maybe the NSA has them. Maybe they're checked out of the repo, as you say.
No.
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 You text a lot, don't you?
Well, not recently. I tweet a lot recently.
You don't respond to them. You don't respond to them a lot.
I don't respond to them.
No. You got the Do Not Disturb on, or I have to talk to Matchy, or I'm being contacted by Alex through Slack.
I know. Well,
which is really, that's wow.
Yeah, I know. It was bad.
But you got to make it look real. You got to make it look like your phone actually doesn't work.
Oh, no, it truly.
You're telling me this was all real. You tell me this is all real.
Oh, no, that was absolutely all real. Oh, God. Well, it was a storm of 5-year-olds.
Okay, when you're done talking about the New York Times, I think you should tell our listeners this story.
Oh, okay.
When you're done.
Okay.
When you're done. I'm not going to interrupt you.
I'm done with the New York Times, other than they keep writing pieces about how women are no longer women and how trans kids are... Yeah, the 40 trans kids who get surgery a year. By kids, I mean minors. And I actually learned this number.
No, it's another version of voter fraud. It's another version of, like, there is a thing that absolutely does happen. I'm not trying to say that any kind of gender, anything like affirmation, whatever stuff is. I'm not saying it's bad, like voter fraud, but there's a side in America, and they are a side who acts like voter fraud is a much more prevalent and nefarious thing than it is,
mm-hmm.
and it's what some people on cable news, in a way I despise, refer to as the big lie. And it's like,
big
well,
lie. The Russia.
God, they love that. Oh, she's seen Nicole. Nicole is all in on this whole, like, the twice impeached, disgraced ex-president, and it's like become a
Nicole?
Bit.
I don't know. Is this?
Oh, Nicole Wallace. She used to work for George W. Bush, and now she has a program on MSNBC.
What?
You don't know Nicole? She has a large face. She's cool. She used to be on The View or something, I think, or the Today Show or one of those ladies drinking coffee shows I think she used to be on. Also, we're all very worried about Barbara Walters. So,
yes, why was that trending? There was nothing.
Because, I don't know why I ever clicked them. Never clicked the magnifying glass. No. That's going in the document.
No.
All I'm trying to say is it's like voter fraud, where you go like, okay, first of all, like, you know what? I can't get into the whole fucking thing. But like, do you think it, like, you're like, oh yeah, it's just cool to like be a queer kid or to be a trans kid. And it's like, I mean, are you sure it's that cool? Like, or could it be something they've known all their life and they just, as I like to think of it, trust you enough to say something now?
Yeah.
Do you think it's really that big of a deal? Do you really feel like there's a blight on secondary school sports? I mean, is it all really that bad? Are there that many cat litter boxes? And then on top of it all, they're putting them in white vans and taking them to a sex dungeon and turning them into baby sex slaves?
Ugh, I wish I had a big white van. No one would approach me or talk to me ever if I had a big white van. That would
Holy shit. Oh, you know what? Also, can I suggest also that you do the thing we used to do, and I'm sorry if this is impolitic to say, but if you want to have a fake Fred Flintstone beard like a hobo, forgive my saying, you burn the end of a cork and you give yourself a beard like that. Now, I think you giving yourself a beard and running around in a white van would be a terrific look. And you could listen to podcasts.
Oh, I see. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Honest to God.
But if you really, I mean, got to stop wearing shirts with words on it.
Yes. But here, this is, okay, jokes leaving the room. One of the statistics, it's a number. One of the numbers in this New York Times piece was 50 children under the age of 19 get top surgery every year. And then do you know how many,
that's really not
how many people, but how many kids specifically, cis young girls under the age of 18, 13 to 18 get breast implants?
I mean, so do you have a number or a percentage on that?
Over 3,000 is the consensus, which, okay, there's many, and
there's lots of reasons.
There's
one thing we always, just to get it out of the way, everybody, with all respect, shut up. There are people where cosmetic surgery for the reason it was originally intended. Like in World War I, they'd put your thumb in place of your nose. Like we're rebuilding something. So people who've had cancer may need, you know, some kind of a treatment for a variety of reasons. There's reasons people get plastic surgery. Some of it might be all kinds of functional things, setting aside that it's none of my fucking business what people decide
exactly.
to do with your
Go
body.
Ahead.
But what
Get
you're telling me is there's 60 times
awesome. Yes,
60
exactly.
times more girls get breast implants before they graduate from high school.
Yeah. And I was like, huh? I was like, oh, boy. But another
you're saying some people have the boobs removed. Some people have the boobs put on or made bigger. It's sort of like when you go to 7-Eleven, like take a penny, leave a penny.
Yeah. I was
do they
like,
look at a gross number, like the gross national product? You put this on a y-axis. You could see the net number of boobs lost or gained. This should be going into our strategic boob reserve.
That's the thing. I was like, listen, why don't just trade? Just like how we trade, you know, tea for tea. That's actually hormones for hormones.
Yeah. When boobs are outlaws, only outlaws will have boobs.
And well, and that's the thing. Over 4,000 girls get breast reduction surgery, which is very, very common because, unfortunately, it's a like
I've known a bunch of girls who did that. I mean, there was a girl, especially in my college, who like, I mean, she was very unhappy. And like, I don't know. I mean, I always get the terms wrong, the phoria and the morphia and the everything. But like what it came down to was she had like H-sized boobs and terrible, terrible, you know, like back pain. And like, you know, there's a reason she became a goth kid with, you know, hair in her eyes. She's like, people were just gawking at her breasts her whole sensate life, basically. Anyway, and that's so I don't think that is a necessarily like a, you know,
it does not
real
cause
H cup, real
much
H cups of new
panic.
College, you know, style reality show.
Well, but, and it's just interesting, because we, I mean, probably people listen to the show, like, all these arguments of, it's castration, and, like, blah, 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 is just, like, we hate trans kids. Like, we don't actually care that they can't breastfeed or whatever.
Right.
But, like, yes. I'm like, wait, there's, like,
They're not reasons, they're excuses.
Yeah.
Like, why am I terrible because of these things I will present as reasons, but they're actually just post hoc excuses for a grave fear of what we perceive to be different in other people.
Yeah. And like, it's all right. Right. Yeah, exactly. And Merlin has put that perfectly, but I was still just really taken aback by these other surgeries that have the same side effects. Yeah,
why is this getting a voice?
I was like, I didn't even know. And again, like, if a 16-year-old for whatever reason wants boobs, bigger boobs, like, you go. Yeah. All right, fine. I just found that very even surprising to, like, I don't know.
Was it I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Was it an opinion piece
It was the most recent New York Times opinion piece.
Like Sunday or like a opinion, but it's an opinions piece that'll be up somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, I'll find it. And it's by a writer that I usually like, and the thing that I'm worried.
Is it Ross Douthat?
No, but what
is it? Brett, what's his name? Brett.
No,
Stevens?
No, it was not Brett Easton Ellis, Brett Stevens.
Was it David? Was it David Brooks, Alex? Was it David Brooks?
No, it was not David Brooks. Man, I would.
Was it Thomas Friedman? Thomas Friedman. You know, he was in a cab one day and he heard that the world is flat.
Are these just all Substack stars?
These are. I'm going to a random name generator.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, maybe, could be.
So I'm gonna search for trans, T-R-A-N-S. Nothing there. You'll find it for me.
Oh,
I don't
know.
Do I want to read it? I probably don't want to read it.
Well, it's just, it's one of those things that this is a fairly, like, a liberal, what we would call probably a liberal writer who is still, again, writing about, like, this non-story. And I will say that I do have, not just because of the whole top surgery thing, I had a bone to pick with it, but it also features the surgeon that I am hopefully going to be using, who is now, once again, getting bomb threats and death threats. And that's
And this ties in with the whole, like, threatening the Boston hospital kind of shit, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was, like, real. Like, there, so luckily this woman, Dr. Gallagher, who I only, and of course she's in Florida. She's been in Florida for decades, but I'm like, oh man. Anyway, failing New York Times. Really?
Yeah.
Why are these? Oh shit. This isn't even under opinion. This is under health. Really?
Oh, good.
Really? Come on.
That's cool.
You're not going to write about COVID and you're going to write about this? Come the fuck on.
I used to like their COVID reporter, and I think she went a little bit.
Ed Young is still the only something that I. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
The Atlantic guys. I enjoy him.
You're doing a new drug, a Tuxmetox.
Oh, I should go
to
that.
Hot Russian podcast in your area.
I've had this drug for a while, a Tuxmetox.
Oh, I'm just looking at my sheet of paper.
Oh, you have a piece of paper. Along with the canonical show notes. Interesting.
Oh, and I have a text file.
And a text file. Well, I have a drafts file that I put in potential.
Yeah, same idea. Yeah.
Now I feel dishonest. I feel dishonest.
I have the line 35, weathermen with boners. Glad I prepped for this one. The edible's totally worn off. I'm gonna need to refill my iced tea. Oh, good, you sent it to me. I need to refill my iced tea. But I'm feeling good. How are you feeling? Let's do a check-in. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Yeah.
You sound great. Let's do a jazz break. I'll refill my iced tea, and then maybe when we come back, you could tell the listeners about your week.
Oh yeah. Oh, see, and here we're gonna have a jazz break and insert an ad for Noom. Cars.com and another.
Have you heard about Carvana?
Yeah. And
they invented the car vending machine.
Spotify just keeps calling me fat because those are the only ads I get for weight loss.
You could save up to 15% on your current weight. I'm going to get a drink. I'll be back.
The meeting. Then,
are you going to talk to our listeners while I get a drink?
No.
It's okay if you want to.
Come back at. When would you like to come back? I'm just.
No. I'm literally. No. You're misunderstanding me. This is still the show. I'm literally just going to get another iced tea. Why don't you talk to the listeners for a minute? I'll come back.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Stand by. I'm gonna talk to the listeners. Actually, I'm gonna drink some of my own lemon tea. This is number 539 seltzer Korthals collection, and it's like one of those big seltzer bottles. I didn't know bottles. Ugh, cans. I know that we make fun of the liquid deaths of the world, you know, those canned waters, but like canned flat water, and it's like, have this instead of a beer, it'll make you look cool. And honestly though, the canned water tastes really good, even flat canned water. I am now a big proponent. They have it at gas stations too, so it's I don't know, I'm with it. Canned flat canned water, I like the taste of it.
Flat canned water,
yes.
Oh, so, instead of a plastic bottle.
Right. Like initially there was Liquid Death, which was like, yeah, this is the non-alcoholic drink, but it looks like a big beer can. Cool, isn't it? But people were like, oh, actually, it's kind of convenient just to have canned water, even if it's like not seltzer, and it tastes pretty good.
It's like if you put a fake mustache on a water.
No, it's good.
Hello, I'm a beer.
It's much more like if you put an Ed Hardy t-shirt on a can of water. But
this drink tastes funny.
Yeah.
Shut up. I don't. Would you permit me a reference?
Yes.
I don't know if it's an S.E. Hinton book. I want to say it could be. I don't know. It's Rumblefish. That was then. This is now. The Outsiders. My God, are those all S.E. Hinton books?
I don't know.
What about Rumblefish? But there's one book where they talk about, it might be Rumblefish, but where one of the guys, probably like Soda Pop or Butthole or whoever goes, like, you know, it isn't like fighting people when they're hopped up. You remember that?
Hopped up.
And I think it might be a little bit hopped up today.
Oh.
I should go fight a greaser, a mod, a rocker, a punk.
Now, may I ask,
yes, please.
Did you record with John Siracusa last night?
No, everything's all, you know, Dan's got a lot going on right now, so we haven't recorded that in 2.5 weeks.
He just wants an apology.
Keeps getting moved. And then when you had this last week, which is a terrific, more trans teens are choosing top surgery. Okay. I'm going to put that in notes, but I'll close that tab. Alex, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
You seem great.
I am.
Okay.
I can.
They only wait me for the important meetings. You've had a week.
I have had a week. On Monday, you got multiple versions.
This Monday the 26th?
No. Sorry. Monday the, what is it? The 20th? Because, yes, because the phones arrived 20th. On the 16th. Yes. The
20th was a Tuesday.
Oh, nope. I have my calendar set to the proper
way. You know what?
Way.
It doesn't matter 19th. To the story. I'm sorry. Please continue.
You're doing to me. Her name was Jane. what was I? Oh,
Monday.
Monday.
20th, 19th, or 18th.
Monday the 19th, I forgot to take all of my meds, which keep my bipolar brain in check. And normal is a...
Well, are you skipping over the part about the phone?
I'm skipping. Well, I on Friday.
I would not assume that people heard your Jeremiah.
No, I'm not. I'm getting to it. I should read. For
did I interrupt you? I think I interrupted you.
Oh, Lord. You're hopped up. Friday, I received a new telephone. It's a purple iPhone that objectively really ugly purple. For me, it's the perfect purple. I love it. It's delightful. But like a lot of our friends, I had a lot of trouble transferring the old phone to the new phone.
I heard about this. I think this was I saw this on the Shovel blogs. I think this is a thing.
It is a thing. And especially because the iPhones have gone from physical SIM cards, which are the little tiny.
So that's not even optional anymore. It just comes that way?
It just comes that way. But only
wow,
in America.
Wow, that's wild. That's a big swing.
Well, it is, especially if.
Courage.
Like me, still on the original iPhone
plan. AT&T, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
You want to stay grandeyed in.
I'm grandeyed in. And I was like, oh, cool. It worked. It took a half hour, but it worked, I guess. And then it took, 5 hours with the direct transfer, and then that failed. And then the iCloud update, and then that failed. And finally, I was like, oh, cool. It seems to have worked on Monday. But a bunch of stuff didn't actually transfer or rather permissions didn't go through.
And it's a sort of a silent failure thing where like you got that message today, but you didn't get like a pop up saying this has been interrupted. Start over or something
right.
like that.
Not until today where it was like, oh, by the way, this has failed. But all of my reminders, not just in OmniFocus and Todoist, but in Apple's own reminders, like all of my notifications had been turned off. And this was not in a focus mode and nothing.
So weird.
It seems like it isn't weird. It happened to a lot of people, but I am the weird one in which my brain.
I mean, it's one thing if like the names for phone numbers haven't all synced up. Like you'll occasionally just get that and it's a blip. I still have that.
That in my head makes more sense.
It's just in this case, that seems like a weird class of thing. So you got the reminders, but they didn't beep or you didn't get them at all. Well, you know, I went through this. God, shit, dog. You remember? I went through this. Not long ago too, where I couldn't get reminders on my Mac for like months.
Oh yes. Oh god, I
oh,
remember
wow.
that.
I forgot oh. about that. Okay, continue. So but really you don't just like wake up in the morning and remember you gotta take the drugs? That doesn't just I'm not criticizing, but like it feels like a hole in my day if I haven't taken my morning pills and my night pills. It feels like two holes.
Right. That
okay. All right.
I'm
one
an
pink,
adult.
One in the stink.
I'm
I know,
an adult.
I
I'm an adult. normally, that's true. Normally, it is just a reflex to take my brain pills in the morning. But my grandpa, 87-year-old grandpa, has been going.
Yeah.
Through,
don't please don't skip over this part.
Yeah. Has been. Having...
This is, I mean, just to be clear for everybody here, because you're terrible at this. Alex has been dealing with a grandfather and surgery cycle for weeks.
Yes, which has been like...
Which is very stressful.
It is, but like I've been doing pretty well considering, and he's currently in a rehab home in Florida. And they
weren't
Florida,
able
Alex.
Just roughly. Is just, it anywhere near where the hurricane is going to land?
Yeah, just kind of in the middle of it. So my grandma and like my rest of the family is safe and good. But, you know, we were talking, though, like my grandpa's like, honestly, if this is what kills me and not the multiple surgeries in the past week, so be it.
Oh my god!
Like honestly, all right. But no, my grandpa was in and out for surgery.
George Bush doesn't care about old people.
Yeah,
that was my Kanye West impersonation.
but that's the thing is because my like timeline has been my timeline. I guess that's how I'm gonna call my life now. My timeline was
you know
all topsy-turvy.
Can I just a slight amendment? My current timeline.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My current timeline was just a bit.
In another one, I'm a bartender. Uh-huh. In another one, I'm the single mother. The unwed mother. Huh.
I love that movie. I can't believe Syracuse doesn't like that
movie. 2.5 stars. What a piece of shit
God,
that guy is.
Monster. But yeah, normally the reflex, my normal daily reflexes were gone, which is why I have so many backup reminders of, hey, by the way, you take your meds, just double check in. All right, cool. Woo.
Well, it's like the checklist thing, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Problems with surgery and aerospace got to be a lot less of a problem when you made people check off stuff they were positive they'd done.
It
does
exactly.
make a difference.
It absolutely
to this
does.
Day when they inspect the plane between flights. To this day, people who do nothing but this all day long have a list of things to check off, and that's why planes don't fall out of the sky.
And you just summarized the entirety of the Checklist Manifesto, which is a really boring book about a very important thing. Have you read it? It's good. So fucking boring.
No, I think I've read about it. It sounds like it's up my alley.
But you just summarized the whole book.
But is it one of those, like, it's too long, it could have been a brochure, those kind
yes.
of things?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It could have been bullet points. And
yeah,
but
I mean, like, there's a lot of the most interesting stuff is ultimately comes down to, like, one novel idea or mm-hmm. one novel seeming idea.
But it's like, not even you have novel. To have, yeah. Like, he
don't spend all day in your inbox. Mm, okay. Yeah. But
so I didn't notice that I believe it, unfortunately, a side effect of not taking meds is sometimes you have like derealization episodes and you can't really remember what went on or what happened. But I definitely missed my meds on Monday. But Matchy didn't know this because I am a normally pretty stable, normal person. And he was like, okay, he didn't know this and just knew that I was, you know, really stressed about my grandpa going in and out of surgeries.
Yeah.
And on Wednesday, I think I texted you like, hey, I'm having a day of it. Can we push recording back?
Right.
But I also did not have access to my messages for some reason. Because again, I got it synced up, which is all like very silly, comical things. But then Matthew became the point person.
No, and none of all these things in obscurity are surmountable.
Yeah, yeah. And it was luckily Matthew,
it makes it complicated though. It's like, you know, it's like you it's like you had a crash on the road and then they tore the highway down.
Right. Well, and that's
hey,
the
I'm,
thing is
I'm crashing here.
even if I had not even if I had like if it was business as usual, like if I had taken my meds and I was not in see, you are making me terrible at telling this story. Because I didn't take my meds, I was sort of in a manic episode. Which is
this is what shoulders come in pairs, Alex.
Yeah,
so some two sets of footprints. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got
to
carry the
you
Lord.
Don't need to carry. You just can't carry the other person.
That's when I was medicating you.
Teach they to medicate themselves and they mm-hmm. will show up to record
and
a podcast.
They'll fish their whole life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I did not show up to record a podcast on Wednesday or the actually, I think this is the only one I missed. I think I know.
I go back to my text and see if I can help you recreate this.
Yeah, it was that's the thing. I'm like recreating the timeline of fuck. Did I do anything like manic, like back in the college, me being in college and like when I was not properly medicated, and if I missed my meds, like I would do like a what is a sound it's essentially like called a bender, even if it's not like drugs. Like sometimes you spend a lot of money or you do dangerous things and
absolutely
and in the past I've done that. Not this time. I just looked at my internet history and was like, all right, this checks out. I looked at a lot of just dumb shit for a while.
Okay I think I can help.
Okay, please.
Let's see. Thursday. See, now this is gonna sound like I'm bitching, but I'm not. Thursday, September 15th, I talked to you about a business thing. You responded to me about a business thing. And then on Friday, September 16th, we talked more about the business thing. And that was the last thing. So Tuesday, September 20th, I asked you about a business thing. Just follow up. And then later I said, I just had sent you that. Did you get the page of delightful Taika Waititi content that I made on the
no.
on the blog?
I see one business thing, and I'm like, wait, you still haven't been paid? Jesus Christ, I haven't paid Merlin.
No,
well,
no, no.
My system.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay.
mad
anyway,
about it.
But and then I sent you a message. I said you're not in trouble, and I said, you know, I hate your fucking face, And then Monday at 5 a.m. my time, I get a very long, nice 2-paragraph note from you. And I said, yes, and yes. And then I got a message back that says, hello, you've messaged Alex Cox. I'm driving with Do Not Disturb turned on. I'll get back to you soon. Does that help at all? I could also look at my match you once. I can find that good
Monday.
Newfie.
Monday. Yeah, I'm trying to think, where was
I? Oh, this is a very slobbery Newfie.
Oh my God.
It's got slobber on its nose, on its snout. It's so cute.
The dogs that he
do you know this dog?
Out.
Have you met this Newfie?
Yes, this is Dakota. She's the dumbest dog I've ever met.
She looks so stupid. Usually dogs with big heads are smart.
Huh. Yeah, nope. She is real dumb. Real, real
dumb. Does she know she's dumb? Is it a, is there a little bit of a dogging Kruger?
That's a...
It's not funny. It's not even a joke.
No. It's like there's a little bit of self-awareness there, but just... Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's like Alexander Pope said, a little self-knowledge is a dangerous thing.
That's the thing. There are other... And would you say that this is... Ooh, yay! Sorry, you have resent me the, delightful Taika Waititi content. Oh, hooray. Thank you.
Yeah, so I sent that to you and I had said, hey, you're under no obligation to watch this, but just if you're curious, I had you in mind when I put together this list of some of my favorite Taika Waititi content, mostly YouTube videos. I'll put this in notes.
This is very exciting. Thank you. And I would say it's very...
And Jermaine, oh my God, we're going to talk about this in this very long episode, but I finally got my kid to watch and get into Flight of the Conchords.
Oh.
Finally.
Ooh.
Yeah. Finally. Well, have you not done that?
Well, I watched it when it like came out.
It's okay. It's okay. But you're in for a treat. You're in for a treat.
No. I've seen it, but I often rewatch the highlights. Not as much as I can't.
Yeah, no, I understand.
John Mulaney.
But like, this is partly why I want you to watch. One of the many reasons I want you to watch Our Flag Means Death, because Rhys Darby, who plays Murray, the manager.
I feel like I know. Was he in the first?
He's the guy who works at the consulate. He always has the posters. New Zealand. He manages Flight of the Conchords, and he always takes attendance at the beginning. Brit? Prisoned?
You have such a beautiful connection to, I almost said New England. Well, you have, that's where you hit ladies.
But... Oh, to New Zealand, because of that talk where I cried?
Yes.
It just looms, like, I'll save it for the show, Alex. New Zealand looms, I want to hear more about your disabilities, but it looms so large in our house. I caught it from my kid, but my kid's favorite things are people from New Zealand or TV and movies from New Zealand. And like the part that keeps perplexing us and making us angry is now in addition to secret Brits, there's also secret New Zealanders, or there's people who are kind of from New Zealand and kind of from Australia. And it's really confusing and it's vexing. And for a city the size of Auckland and a city the size of Wellington, how are there so many people from those two cities that do all the things? The Beths from Auckland, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Even with Australia, Jeremy Burge, founder of Emojipedia, I
love that guy.
Like, we are friends. And I was like, wait, you're from Australia? Wait. And like, I feel like I...
Oh, he's a secret Aussie.
He's a secret Aussie. And like, he posted like, yay, proud of, like, I don't know, Australia did a good thing for gay people. Thank you. And I was like, wait a second. But I have heard him talk.
There's
many,
a guy
many
follow
times.
On Twitter, Jason Wilson. I think he's publicly Australian. He's out.
Now to
back,
the Aus Alleys.
Back. And I got nothing. Sorry, Jason Wilson. But there's all that. But like, look at Carl Urban. Carl Urban, 100% New Zealand. You watch Boys, right? The Boys?
Nope. Still haven't. I know.
You should watch that after you've watched Our Flag Means Death.
All right,
the guy who plays Homelander, totes New Zealand. Rogue from the piano, that girl, Anna Paquin.
Oh, yes. I forgot she was.
She's New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen her acceptance speech at the Oscars?
No.
It's one of the greatest things of all time. I'm writing it down. Paquin acceptance. Okay. Yes. Anyway, so grandpa's in the hospital cooking up the medicine.
Yep.
Let's see. Let's check in on the hurricane. Dangerous eye wall of hurricane.
I literally just got a video from my mom from Naples, Florida. What is... I assumed that she would text if something terrible happened.
Yeah. I mean...
My
this
family
is not a good...
has a lot.
There's this guy I love on CNN in the mornings, John Berman. And if I watch the news in the morning, I as you know, I cannot, because of my podcasting background and how I started, I cannot watch Morning Joe because he reminds me too much of certain podcast people. Mm-hmm, I watch John Berman and Brianna Keelar, and they have a very fun chemistry. Brianna Keelar, she has the kind of resting bee face, but she always looks like she's about to laugh whenever John Berman is talking. He's funny, like probably should be gay guy. He's amazing. Poor John Berman got sent to Tampa. And all morning, he's been sitting, standing in the gear with, of course, a giant CNN logo because they're not classy. The poor guy, poor John Berman's got to stand out there in obviously gorgeous weather and talk about what's happening 100 miles away. Because that's where it was going to go. Mm-hmm. It was coming right at my mom, basically.
Oh, gosh.
And then it moved south.
Did it ever? Yeah, I am seeing my neighbor, well, not childhood home, but the place that I spent a good deal of my childhood. I'm currently watching a very poorly shot video from either my mom or my uncle.
I'm sorry. The point being, you have context for the place you're looking at.
Oh, yes. I will send you this video. Just like scrub. I mean, I don't know.
Is it crazy rain?
Oh, it is fully flooded. There is at least a foot of...
Already?
Yeah. Well, they're on the beach. So, like, I mean, yeah.
Are they built for... How much are they built for stuff like this?
Oh, totally. I mean, Sean Hannity lives down the, down the street from them, down the beach from them.
Is he always doing his thing remotely? I thought he'd be in New York or something.
No, he just has a part time home in Naples.
Oh, like a beach
I think
house.
I've told you this. He this was my one screed my grandma had against him is he wanted to keep his lights on during turtle mating season, which would have put the turtles at risk.
See.
Fuck you, Sean Hannity.
But that's the kind of thing that Governor DeSantis calls wokeism.
Yeah, yes. And even my grandma was like, come on, Sean Hannity.
How will I be able to see the F-350 that I don't use for anything if there aren't lights on all the time?
Exactly.
How will I see my diesel burners and my, you know, my acid pits? Are they that high up?
Yes. And they have been through, or at least hopefully, they have
weathered. They're close to the water.
They're on the beach.
Alex, I can't believe they're not evacuated.
Nope. No one in their building is.
Okay.
It is.
It's old
like,
people. They'll be fine.
Yep. I know.
Oh, they'll stay young forever.
Yeah. They are so, so dumb. But they've weathered through literally and figuratively, worse storms than this. They've been there for now 30 years in this exact building that has been renovated many times. Yeah. So I'm honestly not worried about that.
And it's a modern building, so it's meant to. Okay, good.
It was literally like advertised when I was. I have no memory of this because they've been there like since I was one year old, and like part of the advertisement was like, we see all these crappy buildings around us. This is hurricane proof, baby, and that was like a selling point.
Wow.
So yeah, but the rest, like half of the neighborhood has been evacuated, I guess, except for the rich people who live high up, like my grandparents, which I still think is stupid. But honestly, if I was, like, they have evacuated before, but, like, my grandpa is at a rehab home less than a mile away, and none of the patients could evacuate.
I think for a lot of people, I mean, I'm not saying to avoid evacuation orders, but I'll bet you for a lot of people, including my mom, based on where they live, I mean, there's some danger of wind and tornadoes, I would guess, especially, but the biggest problem is going to be the electric might be out for days, which if you're like, my mom has two different machines that need electric. And like that's the situation of a lot of people. And that's one reason I was like, please, you know.
Yeah.
I know
to
be unconventional, but please,
right. Mm-hmm.
let's act like Mr. Trump wanted you to do it. Just go, pack a bag.
And luckily, my grandma, knock on, like, oh, please, mm-hmm. God, I sort of believe in, like, she does not need any sort of, like, she is stocked up. She's done this many times, but, and has evacuated, like, and she's vaccinated. She's not super, like, she is a Fox News watcher.
She's not totally brainwormed yet.
Yeah, she's a Fox News daytime watcher, which is, like, I showed her some of the Tucker Carlson stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's where they're less weird. That's where it's just, like, airport level.
Yeah,
like non-controversial news reporting mostly.
Yeah, like they did a positive segment on a trans kid. It was weird as fuck.
That's probably an editorial error. Whatever. Yeah, the error.
I really am truly.
Look at what,
like,
I just sent you. Look at Ali Vell. She's just to scare you a little. Naples more than 7 hours before high tide even hits. Look at that.
Yep. This is this is. I mean, again, I'm telling myself about like I've seen so much worse. Mostly because
that's what the guy in Slaughterhouse 5 keeps saying over and over until he's killed.
Yep.
I've seen worse.
And the thing is though, like this is one of those things where like if I was my grandma and my husband of a million years was down the street and could not be evacuated and I had a very safe building, like I mm-hmm. wouldn't have left either, and I can't so my grandma dies for this. I can't blame her, like
yeah, she had a good run.
Yeah, like again, not a good choice to make, but I mean
it's like we talk about on Abbott Elementary, you know, you can't win them all. You come in every day and always just try your best. You watch Abbott Elementary?
No, it's
put that
on
your list.
It is.
So we got Our Flag Means Death, mm-hmm, and then there's mm-hmm. another one. And also please put Abbott Elementary on there. Don't watch S2E1 until you've watched S1.
I don't watch.
I want you to have time for the characters to really build. Oh, also Station 11. Put Station 11 on there.
It is. I'm reading the book now, though. I'm one of those people.
Is it a comic? No.
Nope.
Well, no, because it's a comic. Well, sorry, the titular Station 11. Sorry, not going to say anything.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just like,
no, you apologize. You do that.
A book. That's the only reason I.
I'm Alex. I'm Alex, and TV shows are too easy for me.
I do.
I'm doing life in difficult
books.
Mode. I want a new phone. I want a new phone case. I want a new phone case for my case. I want a new, they're all so wrong, and I don't like this.
Everyone is so wrong. Well, that's the problem with phone
case
reviews.
My family lives in a tower. Woo!
Yeah, I'm like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, the classic whip cracking sound of a rich grandkid.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. We'll see. We'll see. As Mr. Trump says, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be real bad. But the that's the thing is, like, this is a. Anyway, yes. So I, because of like all of this, like already my lived timeline, my current lived timeline was topsy turvy. And I'm normally bad at responding to texts, but people noticed that I was really bad at responding to texts. And
well, I would think if I could say I'm not a diagnostician, but I think in some ways it mirrors the what we used to call your primary brain disorder, which is there's times where I just don't hear from you and I assume you're depressed. And then there's times when I hear from you a lot.
There's a word
we used to use for that. We don't use that word anymore.
We do. Manic is, they just changed.
Whoa. Pump the brakes.
I don't know if this is a bit. Manic
it's
is...
a bit. It's a bit.
Okay,
I don't care.
Okay. All right. No. Like, but manic is still something.
A lot of people think it's like bisexuality. They think it doesn't really exist. Pick one or the other. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
That
yes,
was a bit,
yes,
too.
Yes. Yes. Because... God,
my live timeline.
But my live timeline got all wonky, and then like I when you have the bipolars, and you then take your
I hate that band.
Yeah. I took my medication as prescribed, and then it leads to eventually that crash and depression, and then you just hate yourself so much for letting everybody down, God. And you sleep for 12
you poor
hours.
Kid, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. Well,
I hope
again,
I handled everything
fine.
Okay. I never want you to feel
my gosh, yes,
pressured or put upon.
No, not not it again. Was barely remember all of this. Fortunately,
but I sound like I in retrospect, I feel like Maury from fucking Goodfellas. Where I'm like, you know, we're like, you know, remember when Robert De Niro goes and has to beat up Maury, the toupee guy, and he always wants his money. No. I want my money. I'm Maury. I fell in a pool.
I love that movie. But yeah,
I love that movie so much. I love Ray Liotta. I love the way he looks like he's always wearing eyeliner.
Right? Same with the guy from Lost, except he frightens me. And
Naveen, the Indian guy?
Is he Indian? Did I do a racism?
No. I'm trying to think of who you mean with the eyeliner. You don't mean Jack, the doctor.
No.
You mean the guy from Mission Impossible, Sawyer?
No.
Southern guy?
Fuck, no.
You mean the Korean guy?
He was also in The Leftovers, I think, but not in like a big.
It's not Naveen Andrews, the guy who plays Sonny in the Elizabeth Holmes thing.
No, it is.
Anyway,
not.
Guys with eyeliners, I support that. I support your lifestyle. I don't hate you. I hate your decisions about makeup. Get out of my cat box. That cat box is for women. Trans cats.
Nestor Carbonell.
Oh, you're talking about Hugo?
No, that's here. This
Nestor. What that sounds like an artisanal breakfast.
Carbonell.
What is it, Nestor? That's no good.
Nestor Carbonell.
Anyway. Yeah. And then you came back from that, but like, let's not. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes, he's also in Batman.
Really?
Wait, that guy was on Lost? No, what was this guy? This guy was on like News Radio, right? What
no,
was this guy?
No, I went to Lost News Radio? To find him. I don't know.
Says he's here. He's in Lost. He played Richard Alpert.
Yes, he was one of the others. He was like a leader of the.
Oh,
others.
With the guy with the eyes. Yeah, I got a man on your boat.
Yeah, I think.
He's in Two Darks. He's in Two Darks Night.
Ooh, he's in a movie that's in pre-production called Triggered, yeah. Which
I've sure. seen him in something where he's a big deal. He looks really familiar. Ray Donovan. I don't think that show exists.
I could have
Lost
sworn King he Kimba. Was also in The Leftovers, but maybe not. There's just so many good character actors in that.
Oh my God, that show. Dude, did you write down Ocean? Did you write down what's it called Ocean's 11? Did you write down Station 11?
It is genuinely like literally on here. Where's
yeah, you write it in the back of your book. Oh no, I bet you're not the kind of person who writes in books.
I've grown as a person and now do write in books. Thank you. Sometimes they even right. break the spine.
Yeah. We've both grown.
Yeah.
Okay, challenge. We can't go an hour and a half. Who knows? When this wears off, I might crash.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's
footprints.
True.
Footprints, Alex. Footprints. You got to carry each other. Okay. Why'd you
this
pack so much?
Challenge was... I don't know that bit. Reference not acknowledged.
Oh, because I was pretending we were carrying each other.
Oh, I see. And you were
if
like,
if we're carrying
I'm,
each other,
I'm
then
heavy.
Theoretically anything we brought with us would have to be carried,
yes.
too.
Yes. I see. But, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's lots of ways we could handle it. You know, we could... check baggage.
That's the thing. If you were to carry someone, what is
yes
do you are you like the I guess like what would you call it, like victory pose, or like Ned holding Homer as he mm-hmm. walks out of the flames in the house?
Are you talking about like a Simba, like you hold the kid up over the
that's a different, like a they are
so that's a Simba grip.
Yeah, that's the Simba grip, the like sort of a Jesus holding Mary, or no, Mary holding Jesus.
Are you talking
about
pieta? A pieta?
Sure.
Google that. It'll be a sculpture of Mary cradling the dying Jesus.
Yes. Why don't I know?
Pieta.
Did I just have the? Oh yes. Why don't the fuck? Why the fuck don't I know this? Wow!
But didn't
clearly.
Sync with your purple phone. Still waiting for the Jesus backup to restore. Oh, restore me, Jesus! Fill my memory with your love. I want to poke your sword hole from the skies above.
I mean, I would have wanted to. I would have been a little bit curious. The more I think about that,
doubting that
I would have. Mm-hmm. I would have been the doubting.
Hey, you! I don't believe you died, Thomas, dude. It's been really a fucking crazy weekend. Yeah, but Yeah, but how will I know if you really died and then really didn't die? Good you Lord. Undied? How am I gonna know? Did you want to feel? Do you want to feel my holes? Yeah, yeah, I want to feel your hole. Let me feel. Let me. Can I explore your sword hole? People forget about the sword hole.
No, that's what I'm thinking. Oh, right. Yeah.
That's where you get the five wounds.
Whereas the initial was you were like poke poke.
Well,
like,
okay, he's got poke poke, and then you get if you do the like the way they explain time travel what's the Murph movie? Murph, what is that? Interspace? Intolerance? What's the name of that movie? Is it Intolerance? What's the one with Murph? You know what I'm talking about? With the girl in it? Matt Damon's in it? What's it called? Interspace?
Interstellar with
Murph! The dust is your daddy!
Uh-huh.
Like in that one, they explain the time travel. This has been used in other places. I saw some probably Bryce Dallas Howard or possibly Jessica Chastain. Someone explained this. You fold the paper, you put the pencil through the hole, and that explains the wormhole.
Yes.
Fold.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what they do at Jesus' feet.
Yes.
Right? So that's two wounds, not one. It might be, you know, one nail, no waiting.
Mm-hmm.
That's two. You got the hands.
And then you got the side.
And the thing is, no regular crucifixion, they wouldn't do the hammer, the nails in as much. If you were like those guys on either side of him, the other part of his tripartite triptych, those are the thieves. And those guys just went home later in the day. They just checked their email. They went home and checked their email.
They didn't die. I'm not going to say that.
It's a torture, not a death.
No, but most of them did die. Jesus got off kind of eat. Well,
they can't be responsible for everything, Alex. They're busy. They got to run an empire, build roads, baths,
the
aqueducts.
Juice? What?
Romans have never done anything for us, huh? Here, people forget about that. Then when he on the road, not Damascus, but the road to Joseph's cave hole, or from as exit, you know, pursued by Thomas, right? So Thomas comes up and Thomas says, "I want to feel your sword hole." And Jesus says, "Like that's your thing, huh? You want to feel my sword hole? Yeah, it's a real sword hole. You are the risen Christ."
God,
he might be Randy from Pee Wee's Playhouse. Hey, Pee-wee, can I feel your sword hole? Ice cream soup.
It actually sounds
It sounds like a lot of, maybe not Scott Farkas exactly, but some kind of a red-haired villain.
It sounds like Edgar from Dimension 20, which some people will know what that
is. Is that anime, Alex?
No, it's a... Okay. Dimension 20 is a live play Dungeons & Dragons
Okay,
show.
Well, just make sure you finish Station Very 11 good. Or Ocean's I 11. Will, I forget which it is. God. Finish that first. Challenge this week was to watch Wellington Paranormal, which is a TV show that my family and I love. It's a spinoff of, I imagine we're going to be talking about this entire extended New Zealand cinematic universe, but it's a spinoff of the 2014 movie, What We Do in the Shadows.
It's something, wow.
I think so. Well, they were putting it together forever. If you watch any of these videos, like they talk about like writing What We Do in the Shadows and kind of coming back to it every year or something. Anyhow, the reason, just the only context here is, like I said earlier, we're all pretty wound up, especially my kid and me, are real wound up in this New Zealand world. And people like Taika Waititi and Jemaine Clement and all these people. I think this is produced by Jemaine. Jemaine and Taika do a lot of stuff together. I get the feeling that Taika is kind of the creative, as you like to say. And I think Jemaine's like the producer guy, although they both also do a lot of writing and producing. And appearing, you know, and also then Taika, of course, produces things. He makes a show I keep meaning to watch, which is Reservation Dogs.
Oh,
Aside from Taika Waititi, he also did, of course, so many of the great movies. Jojo Rabbit, which I will not hear a word against. Hunt for the Wilder People. Boy, I haven't seen the Shark movie, but I love both Thor movies that he did very, very, very much. And I also will not hear a word against those. So this week we're going to watch Wellington Paranormal. And I could tell you hadn't watched it, I think, because when there was still hope for our program last week,
yeah.
And I was talking, Matthew was walking the dog, and I said something like, "Hey, how great is Wellington Paranormal?" And he says something like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. No, he...
So just in fairness, as of like Wednesday or Thursday, Just saying.
Oh, I had actually watched the first 1.5 episodes.
Oh, in your solitude, you watched it.
Yes.
Okay.
So I didn't peanut butter because I watched the first episode and was like, oh, I like this. But then, things were topsy-turvy and I was like, I'm going to come back to this because I was like, I enjoy this.
Oh, absolutely.
But I didn't.
But it's a little bit of, I'm not going to put it all the way on the spectrum to the Letterkenny level, but it is a little bit of like, you have to be in the mood for it. There's so many shows like that for me, even like right now, like Reboot. Like, it's not, like, unique, but I really like it, but, like, I have to be in the right mood for it. Station 11, which is my current go-to nighttime drama, like, I really need to be ready to watch this one long episode and pay attention. Yeah, and there's certain kinds of shows where, like, I know there's a lot of things in life that I didn't like the first time because it just wasn't the right day for me to be watching it. But it's a mood show, and it's low-key, and it's very New Zealand. It's weird in New Zealand.
It is not like what we do in the shadows in a good way. Like it is a
different
vibe
way.
And it's very interesting. And it does feel like, it has a, I don't know how to describe it. Like it doesn't have a Flight of the Conchords vibe, but it does. It has a New Zealand vibe.
Talking about Wellington Paranormal.
Yeah. I'm trying figure out what it, and again, I liked it. And the first episode I was like, oh, that's fine. But the,
did you watch the one with the Mobot?
No. I just the first one with the demon that's like jumping between people. And the second one that had the alien stuff. And I realized I might enjoy this more if I had seen like the X-Files and stuff because they're so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like the theme song, my kid and I disagree about this. I really think it sounds like the X-Files. My kid thinks it sounds like Doctor Who.
I think it's like a mix. Yeah.
The thing in common with Doctor Who is what some people call Monster of the Week. And I mean, obviously the thing it has with X-Files is like somebody who's a searcher, you know, in wanting to know about things that are paranormal. But you got to love his little office, am I right?
Oh, my God. The,
he puts in the
department.
Five.
Yeah. So this is...
And there's people you meet in episode one that become well, not a ton, but like, it really mainly is. And so anyway, if y'all haven't watched it, I mean, I can't like categorically recommend it. I happen to think it's delightful. If you're in this cozy New Zealand scene that my family is in, it's real comfort viewing. I mean, like Flight of the Conchords, I think. Did you ever see the Flight of the Conchords with Aziz Ansari from season one, episode two?
Oh,
or sorry,
yeah,
season
I
one,
barely,
episode seven, the one with the fruit stand.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Please remind me of that. I want to talk about that. But I do think it's delightful, and so it's mainly about these two cops who have a very small role in the movie. And like I say in that post, you could be forgiven for not remembering them being in What We Do in the Shadows, the movie, at all.
Yeah, I had to go back and watch it. They're very good in that. I did watch the movie again.
I'm telling you, O'Leary is the secret weapon of that show. Well, Maka too. Well, they're all great. But O'Leary as the like credulous explainer of things, who's the most like important in this documentary feeling of the show, like the show Cops. You know, that I can't believe I used to watch.
We all did, though. It was just on.
There's like... bits that like I still quote. I can quote. There's, oh, my God. You can squeeze my wrists all you want, whoremongers. You ain't going to get nothing but my money. One time we had this on our TiVo and watched it over and over. What you been drinking?
You watch Cops,
the woman goes,
as an adult?
Snickers bar. She goes,
oh,
Snickers bar. I was avoiding you. Anyway, Google it. You can find it. It's really sad.
Oh, I will actually say, I think, that when I started watching this, I immediately was like, oh, they're going to be assholes because they're cops.
Right.
But then I remember, oh, it's really different. I'm not saying cops in New Zealand are bad.
No, they would not be intentionally assholes. It's mainly problems with their tasers.
Yeah, like they're very, they're, I forget that like a lot of cops in other countries are basically like crossing guards and like they have their own problems, but like they're just.
I mean, in some ways, I mean, I well, I haven't thought this through, but they're more like almost like tow truck drivers, where they may not be the nicest person in the world, but they are there to help you out.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? There's not a tow truck driver who's going to show up and beat the shit out of you and leave you in a ditch or drive you in a police van until you have a concussion.
Yeah. And sure, it's also probably because there aren't as many black people around, but
they've got a lot of Maori people, but the, but yeah, anyway, so it was mainly a springboard, like so many of these things. Sometimes we'll do these things and Billy would be like, you already did that. You've done that thing. And I was like, shh. The point of the challenge is not – in the old school Max days, we would have more of like challenging somebody to do something like unpleasant. And like now, I often look at it as a way to talk to you about something I or you or both of us are excited about. And I thought this was a fun like inroad into the New Zealand – universe.
That's what I keep like thinking of this as now, like the Taika verse is really like how media is produced in New Zealand, and you can almost see I was thinking about the Lord of the Rings documentary, like making of documentaries, and there's just, you know, like it wasn't made by...
There's a lot of very good Lord of the Rings jokes in Flight of the Conchords, for what it's worth.
Yeah. And like, it's not like the...
This one where they finally have to capitulate and they make, remember this? They make a music video where Murray is Gandalf and they're Sam and Frodo.
Oh, God.
And they sing... people know, our listeners know what Flight of the Conchords is. People know what that is, right?
I mean, it is a duo, a musical comedy duo that went on to
from New Zealand that has moved to New York to make it big in show business, and they're not doing great. And it's two guys who do quirky songs on acoustic guitar. Basically, it's a New Zealand. This is going to be an old reference for most of you, but you'll get this the first time you turn on Flight of the Conchords. It's basically a New Zealand version of Tenacious D in a lot of ways.
Oh,
down to like the interstitial music.
As someone who's like on Tenacious D, I would say not. Aww. I just think it is very
Can't you
different.
Fucking kick it
it's,
one
it's
time, you bitch!
rocket, problem...
rocket, all of my rocket sauce, all of my fucking rocket sauce. Good.
Oh boy, I
was a Mr. Show guy. You know, I was in that. I was really mobbed up in that whole Rat King of HBO comedy stars.
Oh my God, I didn't see. I worry, like, I, you know, my HBO Max queue is probably the biggest one. Well, now they're all in my queue, my like to watch list is all in Plex, but the biggest one is HBO Max stuff. And I am like, fuck, all this could go away, it just could disappear. And it,
yeah, HBO Max is low key like my favorite streaming service. If I look at the stuff that's had the biggest impact on me in the last 5 years, it's almost all HBO Max stuff. And to hear that announcement recently about all the ways they were cutting back, I was like, God, of all the things, like, I don't, obviously, I mean, I love stuff like listening to downstream. I love listening to them talk about the streaming business. I don't know personally anything about it, but it continues to, the whole streaming business as it evolves so quickly and at such scale, it continues to produce results that I personally find bewildering, which makes sense because it's a new thing, right? But yeah, I know what you mean. And that's why I downloaded all the Concord stuff just in case that happens. If there's a show I really get into, if it's one of our like NBC comedies, you know, the usual like Mike Schur extended universe, I've got all of those downloaded. I got all of Veep. Like, if I care a lot about the show, I get the highest quality version of the whole thing I can, because it'll just go away. You never know.
It's wild that it's, I don't know, it just, like, I'm giving you money because I love the thing. And not a lot but more and more, you cannot buy you can't buy a original or exclusive from iTunes or something, or TV, whatever it's called.
It's so difficult to find in general. There's a movie from 1986, 7, 8 that I really wanted to watch for years, rewatch, and like, it's almost impossible to find anywhere. Like, it turns out it is now available to buy on Prime, but it's not in any of the usual places. And that just happens all the time. And I understand. I mean, like, I understand in the way I need to understand that this is a universe that's foreign to me. And, you know, there's just a million things about streaming that has always seemed so weird to me.
And by weird, and when it's weird, it's usually bad.
Well, like for example, I mean, I've gotten in, not arguments, but I've gone back and forth with back in the day with Andy Iannacco about this, because I was very much one of those, like, I sometimes have been a little more public about my, put it out, I'll buy it. If you don't, I'll get it. Like, and that's kind of how I am now. There's a lot of stuff where, especially if I love it, even if I quote unquote got it, I do still buy it. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, sorry, that's, judge me, but like, I think Confess Fletch is such a stellar example of what should be happening on streaming services. They totally fucked up the release. They totally buried it. Nobody knew that it even existed. And then if they knew it existed, they'd be like, well, I haven't heard anything about this John Hamm movie, so it must be terrible, which mm-hmm. is a shame because it's really fucking great and costs like a tenth of other movies. Setting aside from the John Hamm's a mensch and like gave up a bunch of his fee and took back end stuff in exchange just so they could like have a better, you know, budget for this, I think, sub $20 million movie. Mm-hmm. It's a complete delight. It's one of those movies like Game Night or whatever, my weird movies for weirdos list, where I'm like, can I just get one of these movies every month? Mm-hmm. Can I just get one of these small, brilliantly made, exactly for me kind of movies? Like, I don't want to wait 2 years to see who's going to be Captain America. Like, that's fine. But like, there used to be, well, like, they talked about this on The Watch this cool. week.
Deadpool.
What's that?
You know who's going to be the new Deadpool, right?
Oh, I heard there's going to be, they're going to pair back up. Yeah. Somebody made a funny joke about him being Javert. It's a complicated hat on a hat joke that I thought was funny. I'm Weapon X 24601.
That's none but me can intercede. Like stupid, but funny.
Yeah, that's great. Because, boy, when Deadpool was in that Wolverine movie, it was woof. You probably didn't see that. But Deadpool appeared in one of the bad Wolverine movies, and it was real bad.
I did.
And it was
I've
Ryan Reynolds.
Seen the good one. Oh, he's.
They wasted it. They wasted him. I think he's terrific. I love Deadpool. Again, fine. Like, whatever. I'm a bad grown up. I think the Deadpool movies are very funny. I love
them.
They
are funny. Is that not a popular?
They are funny, but like
opinion?
No, no. I think it's a thing you're supposed to like go, oh, like that's not, you know, smart or whatever. But
oh yeah, no, I've heard that.
But too. I'm sorry they wasted him on Deadpool if he could have been Hawkeye, because he could have been. There's nobody else in the entire universe who should play Hawkeye more than Ryan Reynolds. He's exactly perfect. You put him up next to Jeremy Renner after you've read the first. My Life is a Weapon. Like, if after you've read volume one of Hawkeye, tell me Jeremy Renner's better for that role than Ryan Reynolds. Give me a fucking break.
I agree, but hear me out.
I will.
Rob McElroy. Or
Rob McElroy. Rob with the beard?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob McElroy.
Wait,
Rob
McElroy. Not McElroy. Not the...
Yes. I know
not
you mean. Sonny. Always
McElroy
Sonny.
Family.
Yeah, Always Sonny.
Rob,
yeah.
Fuck, yeah. What's his name? I love
Rob McElhaney.
McElhaney. There, God damn it. There's too
Are
many.
Are your reminders working? Be honest.
Oh, shout out though. I know that you used to like OmniFocus for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
My
I thought
OmniFocus
I still liked that.
I have it on, like, I'm just playing with the beta and those reminders came through. No idea why.
Yay!
But I'm just gonna
I'm telling you, those guys work so freaking hard.
Yeah, that's truly they're great.
So
anyway,
do you want to talk more about New Zealand?
Fucked my mental health is the
summary
of
fucking
this.
Tim Apple fucked it up.
Oh boy.
Well, let's wrap this up soon. So that the image that's in the Google Doc, I don't know. I think
Oh, wait, yeah. What's the kiwi that you put
well,
in?
Well, so I think you'll see the Wikipedia link in there. They did a thing a few years back where they were, you know, saying, "Hey, everybody submit ideas for a new flag for New Zealand."
Oh,
and of course.
Yeah.
It has the fern, the beautiful fern, also same fern that's used on the All Blacks uniforms. Mm-hmm. And in this case, so it's a picture of a beautiful black flag. And it's not going to be the idea is let's not make this confusing anymore. Like only the real heads could eyeball Australia versus New Zealand flags and know the difference. I think, I guess you could solve a lot by just putting the fern on there. I love the fern. I love that graphical device is so great and so instantly recognizable. And you know, a lot of the ideas, so people submitted all these ideas and I think they became public.
I remember this. Yeah, like from like Hello Internet days, and
Total. That sounds very Hello Internet. Uh-huh. But this is and so it's a black background with in the upper left, sort of. You've got the white, you know, the fern that symbolizes New Zealand, and then a kiwi shooting a laser, a green laser out of its eye. I'm like, that's a country I could get with.
It's so good.
I want to, odds and sods, I want to recommend to you, whether, because I've watched it twice in the last week, so even if you've seen it before, you can handle it again. Not Wellington Paranormal, but Flight of the Conchords, S1E7, written and directed by Taika, and Taika also has a small role in it, and it's one where Aziz Ansari, of course, they're in New York, and all I'll say is, and Aziz Ansari is a fruit vendor who's extremely racist toward people from New Zealand. And it's really funny. And it's like pre-Parks and Rec. I mean, it's back when he had longer hair and a beard.
Yeah, really, and he funny. Looked... Welp, if you see that scene, I guess... I'm trying to describe how he looks without...
Oh my gosh. Well, we just got up to in our multi-season rewatch of Our Flag Means Death, we just got up to the second to last episode where Taika loses a very prominent beard. And it's like, hey, he looks like Taika Waititi. Because with a big, bushy, black beard, like, he does look pretty different.
He's a very attractive
man. He jokes about it. There's several things that Taika... So if you look at... check out... So the link will be called what? Some delightful Taika Waititi content, and it's at ungainly.me. I could really use the traffic, people. It helps people discover the show. There's so many interviews where there's so many emerging themes about him. Of course, Taika Waititi, one thing many people know from Twitter, the man can nap anywhere. So scroll to the very bottom and look for a thread called Taika Nap Titi. If you click on that, Taika Waititi can sleep fucking anywhere. Taika Waititi also, he cares a lot about his craft and what he does, but he's also hilarious about how, at least publicly, how little research he does about the things, which makes stuff like Jojo Rabbit, you know, even funnier.
Yes.
Because he knows like what's going on. But
yeah.
My kid has read that book. I have not, the book upon which it's based. But it might be, people who enjoy Jojo Rabbit like I do, you might be amazed how much stuff was not in the book, starting with he doesn't talk to Hitler in the book.
Very different.
He said it's much darker, yes. than the movie.
Scarlett
Johansson's shoes. Ugh.
Right.
So anyway, I would say Flight of the Conchords S1E. So thank you for doing this. We're running long. I don't want to keep you all day. But I feel like there's this little world. And if you watch some of these videos, you may realize how much stuff you like from these New Zealand weirdos that you didn't even know was, like, made by them.
And they're a very productive group. Influencing Hollywood in a good way, I would say, with their comedy.
I mean, people get mad about him, but he's done fucking 2 Marvel movies. How crazy is that?
Yeah. Like, if you've done 2, like, if you're invited back to do a Marvel movie, like, things are going well. Like, there's a reason Joss Whedon is like, bye-bye.
I mean, he's like, I know you're still mad. Like, as with me, you're still mad about Edgar Wright and Ant-Man. But, like, so you know, it's, at this point, it really feels like, I don't know, I would just steer clear of that stuff. But then you get, like, the dude, the director guy who, the famous director guy who's now doing Andor. Have you watched Andor?
No.
Put it on your list. Put it on your list below. Don't get started yet. You got other stuff to do first. Add Andor to your list.
But he's a famous director guy. Rogue One, which is, I think, incredibly underrated.
No. I'm just saying I didn't realize you had to rewatch that. Is it like a level of like you got to see Suicide Squad before? Okay.
It's just a...
That's a sad one, right?
It's almost like it's very sad. I did not know... If you don't know what Rogue One is like about... And because you're like 8 years old or something, just go and watch Rogue One right now.
Yeah. I love that actress.
It's so good. I love that droid. Ugh, biggest loss.
You know, Taika plays a droid on Mandalorian.
What?
Taika directs an episode of The Mandalorian where he plays, is it an IG-88? He plays like the assassin droid who's trying to protect the child. And also Jason Sudeikis is a stormtrooper in that one.
What? I need to fucking watch this.
You got other stuff. You got to do Our Flag Means Death. You know what we'll do in the after show? You can read me back. I need you to prove to me that you've written all of these down, and I want to know. I want you to start putting a plan.
No, I just take them from diff. I just take them from Descript later.
Once your reminders have synced up, I want you to make reminders.
I will. You know what? Oh, shared reminders list there. Oh boy.
Well, that's like giving the teacher homework, ain't it?
No. It is.
You should watch Abbott Elementary. Did you write that down?
That is already, a lot of these are already on the list, but
I don't even believe you have a list, Alex. I think at this point you're so weirdly medicated, partially medicated.
I'm fully medicated again.
How can you tell?
Unfortunately. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Don't like that. Don't like that. Mm-hmm. No, don't.
Now there's
like
no
that.
Sets of footprints.